following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page. After his devastating injury, he spent many days on his back, not able to do anything. But he never gave up on life, and he never gave up on trying to bring hope to the world. Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. So according to his wife, he broke his back, but not his spirit. Aaron Cohen says his injury, paralyzed from the neck down after an accident performing in concert, came just as journalists had begun to write more about his influence. I remember this. In the late 1980s, when Public Enemy and Ice-T were coming out with their very outspoken raps, people started to realize that Curtis Mayfield was the forefather of a lot of that, Cohen says. And the tragedy is, that was just before the accident, according to NPR. By the time his body finally gave up on December 26, 1999, Curtis Mayfield had influenced many songwriters, from James Brown to Bruce Springsteen, inspiring to never give up hope and giving his positive message of love, peace, and understanding to all who would listen. Curtis Mayfield wrote songs encouraging black people to be proud of themselves, wrote Eric Deggans of NPR, writing anthems that reached into the soul of black America, assuring folks that no matter how tough the struggle against segregation and racism became, it was worth the effort. Mayfield's soulful, positive songs became anthems for the civil rights movement, but his lyrics often crossed racial and religious lines, spreading messages of hope in the face of opposition, pride, and courage to a generation who were demanding their human rights. At a time when the nation was in turmoil after the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, which killed four little girls, and the assassination of President Kennedy, Mayfield wrote,
"People get ready, there's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board."
Keep on Pushing was a hit in 1964, delivering a general message of encouragement. A year later, the classic ballad, People Get Ready, offered more specific language about justice on the way, according to NPR. Another song, We're a Winner, was a direct message about black pride rarely heard on the radio in 1967, according to Deggans. The song, according to Deggans, came at a tumultuous time. Tension over civil rights protests had brought riots to many cities, including Chicago, where Mayfield and the Impressions were based. In 1968, Martin Luther King would be felled by an assassin's bullet, and despair over the state of black people in America would deepen even more. Some of Mayfield's songs were used to spread some of Dr. King's messages across the country. Fellow Impressions singer Sam Gooden said, "We felt they would uplift not only our people, but all people." According to NPR reporter Juan Williams, the train that is coming in the song People Get Ready speaks to a chance for redemption, the long-sought chance to rise above racism, to stand apart from despair and any desire for retaliation, an end to the cycle of pain. "I think it's a song that touches people," says Peter Burns, the author of the biography, Curtis Mayfield, People Never Give Up. "It is a song of faith, really, a faith that transcends any racial barrier and welcomes everyone onto the train. The train that takes everyone to the promised land, really. The song also says,
there ain't no room for the hopeless sinner.
There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. People Get Ready has been sung by many musicians, both black and white, including Rod Stewart, James Taylor, and Springsteen. Springsteen quoted from People Get Ready as part of his concert performances in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. Because of his uncompromising look at racism, injustice, and poverty, Curtis Mayfield was often banned on the radio, which cost him revenue, but he continued his quest for equality. Even after his accident, Mayfield never gave up, continuing to write and sing songs protesting social and political equality, recording in pain, usually line by line.
I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday, keep on pushing, I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. What's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride and I move the wall aside and keep on pushing.
This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace Page on Facebook. Just look for John, J-O-N, S. Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my co-producer, Dave Leon. This was an entry from December 27th, 2019. Thank you for listening.